First, I want to give shkayach to Shimon David, to Shimi. As always, is a leiv tov, which is the biggest thing in the world. A mashpia, a leiv tov, and Hashem's Baruch should help him to continue to do fathers, to give fathers, and he should have himself and to finish bracha.
Amen.
Amen. Tzaddik and Pete Tzaddik, when he talks about Mishalach, he has some mamorim and tubishvat. And Ebsadik is medayik in the Mishnah, like we spoke about this past Shabbos. Why it says in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. You know, Stam Yidden call it le'ilonis, but in the Mishnah it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. So on Shabbos we spoke about the inyan of the Ilan HaKadosh, which is the Gematria 91, which is the Shilav of the Shem Havai and the Shem Aleph Dalem Nun Yud. We spoke a little about that inyan. But the Iker of Tzaddik says, which is of course connected to that, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Mem that Ilan she'ochal mimenu adam harishon. Stam, when it says Ilan, the Mishnah is telling us about a particular tree. It doesn't say Ilanis. Ilan. Ilan she'ochal mimenu adam harishon. Which is the Eis Hadas, Tavera. And of Tzaddik says that somehow, in some way, that by eating pears on Tu B'Shvat, we're able to be misakin that pagam, that terrible damage that took place as a result of Ilan Sha'achal by Sha'achal Min Adam HaRishon. We're able to be misakin that. And Reb Tzaddik has Kedarkai, an explanation, and we find in all the Svarim that this seems to be the focal point, the Nekuda Pnimis of Tu B'Shvat, is to make that choice in life between the Eitz HaChaim. We're given that choice every minute of our lives. It wasn't only Adam HaRishon. What Elon are you going to eat from? What is your Elon? Is your Elon the Eitz HaDas Tovera? Or is your Elon the Eitz HaChaim? And then on Tu B'Shvat, by eating peiros and making a bracha on peiros and having a good thought or two, that we're able on some level, somehow, in some way, to fix something that happened back then, that's happening in our lives right now. So on a very simple level, let's try to think about one machshava that we could have today to join in that tikkun. When a person looks at a tree, so the way that a tree appears is not really, it's not be'emes what it is, the way that it appears. The way that we always thought, and the way Stam, a child, people think, is that the yanika, the sustenance, the nourishment, the chiyas of the tree comes from the earth. We know, really, that that's not true. It's not really true. The Elon is not eating the earth. We know now, and it's clear, and we see this in Pnimi Satara, that the true yanika of a tree, the real yanika of a tree, is from the air that it breathes, and from the sunlight. That we know that now. The water that's in the earth is a matter of circulation. It's a matter of circulation. Like in a person, that the inyan of the blood, ki adam ho nefesh, doesn't mean that it's the etzem achayim of the person. It means that the maila of the blood is that somehow the blood carries things to where it needs to get to. But it's not etzem achiyas. So too, the etzem achiyas of an elon of a tree, the achiyas of a tree is really from above. It's not from below. The tree is not eating the earth. It's not consuming the ground of the earth. It's not food. Neither is the zevel, the fertilizer. These are all helpers. These are all inyan of being messiah. It's just helping. But the unique anachias of the tree is not milamata. It's milamala. It's not milamata. It's milamala. What does that mean? Ki ha'odam eitz hasada. Of course, the ilan is a, the tree is a marshal of life, of who we are. And that is not even something which is from later on, from Chazal or from the Svarim, because the Torah says, Ki ha'odam eitz hasada. So, when you look at a person, it seems as if the chiyus of a person is from the food that he eats, from the job that he goes to, right? Sof kol sof, he works whatever it is, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day, more. And that seems to be what's giving him his life. And the amount of the day that he spends being Isaac in Adama, in the earthly things of this world, that seem to be nurturing him. And the whole world sees that that is the chiyus that they have, which comes from the earth and earthly life. But that's a mistake. That's the mistake of the Eitz HaDa'as. The difference between a person who eats from the Eitz HaDa'as and the person who eats from the Eitz HaChaim is that the person who eats from the Eitz HaDa'as falls into that mistake, into that bilbul of thinking that his chiyus comes from the ground, comes from lamata, comes from below, comes from this world. And everything he does is, how can I increase my chiyus? To have more, to buy more, to do more, whatever it is. Because to him, that's the chiyus. That's his source of life. But a Jew who eats in the Eitz HaChaim knows that the same way with the tree, it's very easy to make that mistake and to think that the chiyus of the tree comes from the earth, when the truth is that the chiyus of the tree comes from above. It comes from the sun, from the sunlight, and it comes from the air, from the oxygen. That the true yanika of the tree is not from anything that you could see. The earth you see, the ground you see, and you put the tree into the, and you dig there, and you make it a little, and you put seeds into the ground, and you feel it with your hands. It's so easy for us to slip into that, to think that those things that we put our hands into, and that we put our feet into, that we put our heads into in this world, going to parnasa, work, and so on. It's so easy to slip into that feeling that that's the sherish of my life. What the Eitz HaChaim says, what Tu B'Shvat says, is that the same way with the tree, it looks that way, but we know that the chiyus of the tree comes from a place that you can't see with your eyes. I mean, the sunlight, but the light. I remember it was called photosynthesis. I don't remember the whole thing. And the light and the oxygen and the air and how that works. It's not something which is mukhashi. It's not something you could touch. You can't touch that. There are two parts of the body. There's the top of the body and there's the bottom of the body. The bottom of the body is very mukhashi. It's very earthly. It's very much in the earth. Without going to the whole Indian understanding, Yesod and Yesod HaTzadik, it's very much the earth. What's the chiyus of a person? And that's really the question of the Eitz HaDa'as or the Eitz HaChaim. What's your chiyus? What gives you life? What's giving you your life? Is it the bottom part of your body that gives you life? Or is it your heart and your mind that gives you life? Now the heart and the mind, your thoughts and your emotions, they are not dvarim mukhashim. You can't touch them. They're not tangible. You can't feel them. But the difference between a person who eats from the Eitz HaDa'as and the person who eats from the Eitz HaChaim is that the person who eats from the Eitz HaDa'as, he takes his unique and his chiyus from the earth. But a person who eats from the Eitz HaChaim, he takes his chiyus from the heavens, from the air that he breathes, from being, even though he could be in shul, he's only in shul altogether for an hour a day. A shachar, a mincha, ma'ariv, altogether, 45 minutes, an hour a day. And it looks like it's only a little bit. So lefi, what we see with our eyes, that's how could it be that that's his chiyus? How could it be that that's what's giving him life? it looks like what's giving him life is the 10 hours that he's spending between the train and the business and on the phone and with the emailing. That seems to be his yanika. That's the biggest mistake. From there comes all of the bilbulim and all the whole chait of Adam Rishon. The whole bilbul of this world of the Nachash HaKadmoni is to make that mistake. Is to make that mistake between the Elon she'achol mimenu Adam HaRishon. And people are still eating from that Elon she'achol mimenu Adam HaRishon. The tikkun of Tu B'Shvat is to remember that when you put this in your mouth, the minig of eating pears on Tu B'Shvat is to remember that marshal and to remember the nimshal, that it's not the way that it looks, it's not the way that it seems, and that a person has to recommit himself to taking his chiyus from the sunlight, from the air, and not from the earth. You do what you have to with the earth, of course. Hashem's Baruch put us here, and this kal ha'adam bavarecha. It's a klal. That's why we're here in this world, and all kinds of tikkunim to happen with the lametes malachas, say that. But those tikkunim are only going to happen if you don't chas v'shalom, forget where the tree really gets its life from. It gets its life from above, not from below. There's a nice Rabbi Isaacle Zedichavir, Schus Egelinim. It was Tu B'Shvat, Rabbi Isaacle, and there was a huge oilam that was pushing, that was pressing into the Bismedrish. And Rabbi Isaacle had payers to give out, but he didn't have enough payers. It was very hard to get payers. But this is easy. I mean, my father, should be well, told me that what it was in Europe to have some payers, it was a big thing to have. Payers, Aristotelic payers. It was a very, very big thing. So they had payers, but there weren't enough payers. So people were pushing and shoving to get. And the Rabbi Isaacle Zedichavir gave out the payers. And, of course, there were many that were standing there. They weren't the ones that were able to get to the payers. And they were stuck without getting any payers. So Rabbi Isaacle Zedichavir said, said, look, you open the siddur, it says, Il perisayim shaltam oichlam hem, a keren kemis l'ilam haba. Perisayim shaltam oichlam hem, b'ilam hazeh, a keren kemis l'ilam haba. He said, what's the whole inyan of what we're doing here today, of having payers? The payers is a marshal. But the ik is perisayim, that a person eats from l'ilam hazeh. The gechayim achnas is ha'achim, all the good things achnas is kala. The Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah is connected to Kula. He said to the Olam, he says, you want to have payers? He says, go away from the table and start learning. Says, if you want to have payers, you want to really eat payers. That it should be most like l'chiki, that the payers should be sweet. So then you have to learn Torah. That's the ikur, is to learn Torah. To learn Torah to Mekai Mitzvahs. So Hashem Yisbach should help us that having a little bit payers on Tu B'Shvat is to remind each and every one of us that the ikka peiris of this world is not the peiris that we put in our mouths, not the peiris that we see with our eyes. The ikka peiris is mitzvah zemasim tovim, havar shalom and ish, benal mechaver ish liishtoi, achnas orachim, achnas kalim, chaylam, to be good yidin, to be elich yidin. Those are the ikka peiris in this world, and from those peiris that we eat in this world, that we take our chiyus from the world above, that's how each and every one of us is fixing that inyan of the Eitz HaDa'as and eating from the Eitz HaChaim, so that each and every one of us will be zeicher for that time of Tiviyem of Zitaim of Hanach Eloscha, that Hashem Yisbarach will plant us again in Eitz HaSel. Not which I'm going next week, I feel like I'll be there for like a day and a half in Eitz HaSel. I was thinking, it's a big schus, and I'm not complaining, I'm very grateful. I get to be there even for a day, for minutes, it's supposed to be in Eitz HaSel. Rosh Rabbeinu didn't get to Eitz HaSel at all, so that we can't complain if we have 1 second in Eitz HaSel. It's Kedai. But Afal Pichin, it's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that we should be Tivyemu B'Sitta'emu, that we should be Netun, that it should be Netir, that each and every one of us should be able to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. And to the extent that we try to plant ourselves in the Ratzon Hashem, and to be Elohim, So Hashem is Baruch Hu will give us the Schiyah, be Zeiche, to be planted in His land, together with the rest of Klai Yisrael, the Gula Shavah Amites, Mehem Yemenu Amen.
Amen.